Nice. Go rehab.
Oh yes, it's late as night, and the feeling's right. Oh yes, it's late as night. Oh what a night. Oh what a night. Hello, my beautiful baby boos. It's Harper on Nice Girl Rehab. And today is episode 7, Tender Hearts, number 3, Ladies Night. Yes. You're probably thinking, it's not Ladies Night, it's Saturday. I don't know when Ladies Night is, actually. I record on Thursdays and I post my podcast on Saturdays. But I'll let you know something else. Every night is Ladies Night. At a lesbian bar. Let me be your lesbian bar tonight on Nice Girl Rehab. So what is Ladies Night? Well, tonight it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be reading cringy profiles on Tinder as usual, but this time I'm going to be reading ladies' profiles. So we've switched it over and we're going to see what the perspective is in maybe guys trying to find a girl or lesbian or bisexual or non-binary. I don't judge. Okay, I just want to see what it's like to find a beautiful buxom lady on Tinder and see if maybe they're just as crazy and cringy as our male counterparts. So, my listeners, welcome back. I am locked, loaded, and ready for this cringe, if there is any cringe. I have a little hope. I have a little hope that the girls are going to follow through and actually be a little bit normal compared to the guys. But I don't know. We'll see. So, like I do always on Tinder Hearts, I don't read out people's names. I'm just going to change their names up a little bit. But the bios are just as cringy as I am detailing them. So, this is to protect the stupidity, and let's go on. So, the first person is 27. She looks really cute. She's nice. By the way, before I go on, for anybody who doesn't know, I actually identify as bisexual. I have never been in an actual relationship with a girl, but I am using this Tinder just as much, not just for my podcast, but maybe I could meet somebody interesting. So I'm kind of trying to have some hope for myself that I can find a decent person on here to possibly share my life with. So just putting that one out there. I'm not just going on here just to see. I'm actually going on here to see if I can find somebody. But yeah, this person, her name is Latanya. She's 27. She's a cashier at a gas station. Fine with that. You have a job 8 miles away from me. Even better. The only thing I'm a little concerned about is she has a baby love, and her baby is cute. He's not a baby. He's like 5 or something, but he's cute, but I'm just not into kids right now. Don't want to be with a kid or have to be a step parent or anything like that right now. So I'm not really sure about this one, but I'm going to read the bio anyway. So Latanya says, I'm the sweetest person you'll ever meet. I believe in the old school kind of love. I'm bi. Like what I like. Whatever happens, happens. That's in all caps. My long-term goal is to become a pro makeup artist. Ooh, go girl. You got plans? I just want someone who's going to treat me the way they want to be treated. My son is my world. I'm too old for hookups, so please don't try. If you add me on Snap, don't expect me to be perfect, because I'm not. Sometimes I'm the bomb, sometimes I'm a mess. Take it or leave it. Okay, well, Latanya, I might have to leave it. Another thing that's going on with this bio is every single word is capitalized. It's like this is an ongoing title for a mixtape that will never, ever get through. Like, it's just run-on sentence. All of this, I added periods in there because I needed to breathe, and I'm getting a little spitty right now. But if I would have just read it like she's typing it, this is a complete run-on sentence. And it's just kind of like, you know, I understand, girl, like, you're too old for hookups and everything like that. But, hey, give everybody a chance. Don't try to tell me, you know, don't try to scare me off already. Just tell me who you are and whatever, okay? You can deal with that later. Don't air all your baggage out too soon, LaTanya. So I'm just going to say, I'm sorry, LaTanya, you're a beautiful lady. I wish you the best with your kid, but I'm going to swipe left on that one. Oh my goodness. I don't think this girl even needs a name. I've already given her a name looking at this profile. I'm going to call her Manic Pixie Dream Girl because when I read her bio, you're going to know exactly why I named her this. And then I'm going to describe to you what she looks like. I want you to just kind of formulate in your head what she looks like. And I'm just going to confirm your thoughts for you after I read this bio. At the beginning of the bio, it says, actor, musician, ENFP. I am too, by the way. I'm an ENFP. Leo, Slytherin, New Chicagoan. Okay, so she's 6 miles away, but she's in Chicago. What the hell, Tinder? A bop-it enthusiast with an unlimited capacity for bong rips and intersectional feminism. Kind of forgetful, but I can make up for it by reciting to you the first 2 pages of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. I'd live underwater if I could. I do not want to have a threesome with you and your boyfriend. Rainbow flag. Pride. Okay, so, yeah. Manic Pixie Dream Girl. I can see this girl on the cover of, like, any indie movie, okay? Just name any indie movie and I can see her on it. She's a beautiful girl. Her picture, like I'll tell you, Manic Pixie Dream Girl is wearing heels and a leotard and posing on top of a couch, I'm guessing in her apartment. And behind the couch is one of those, like, one of those throws that you put on the wall, like those blankets that's like a mandala blanket. And you just kind of cover up your shitty apartment wall with this mandala blanket. And that's basically her picture. And it's beautiful. I like it. It's just, yeah. I don't need any Manic Pixie Dream Girls in my life. It's great that you want to live underwater. It's great that you can, you know, memorize all of the Harry Potter pages. I love Harry Potter. I'm also an ENFP, but I'm not trying that hard. And she lives in Chicago, apparently. What the hell, Tinder? Swiping left. Okay, so I know that I'm not going to like this person. But it's not because they're a terrible person. It's because they happen to have something in their profile that's pretty obvious. And it's a pretty big elephant. And she's addressing it. So her name is Sarah. She's 26. She's an insurance producer. I don't know what the fuck that means. And she's also pregnant. And she's taken a picture of her and her baby bump. And the thing is like, she's not, like, a couple months pregnant. This girl is about to break her water at any point pregnant. And she knows it. Because in the beginning of her bio, she says, pregnancy is always a great icebreaker. I bet it is. Yeah. So, basically, that's my cat. Basically, she's saying, yeah, I'm pregnant. And then at the bottom of it, it says, must love kids. Yeah, I would think so. Because if you're trying to date Sarah, you got the full package there. You've got the family, and you have her. And the family is also in her belly still, so. But she's also a Leo. She likes Star Trek, Korean food, LGBT, so she's gay, and veteran, and hockey. So thank you for your service, Sarah, and I wish you the best with your pregnancy. But like I said, I don't even know how to take care of myself, let alone a child. And even just like a child that's not even born yet. That's crazy. So good luck with that. And I'm going to swipe left on that. So we had one Manic Pixie Dream Girl. I might have another one right here. Her name is Alice and she's 25. And she identifies as non-binary. This is her bio. Pottermore says I'm a Hufflepuff. I love plants and animals. Biology is my shit. I need a gym partner who won't make fun of how out of shape I am. 420 friendly, but I don't smoke anymore. Bisexual as fuck. Case of baskets. Things I hate. Camping, orgies, and three bean salad. Things I love. the outdoors, sex, and pasta salad. Farscape and Star Trek. Want to buy porn? Send money to Andy Oaks at Cash App. Don't want to buy porn? Be my friend. Okay, that took a turn because I didn't think that this would be an advertisement for porn at first. I honestly did think that this was another Manic Pixie Dream Girl. Alice, you definitely surprised me there with the bottom. Okay, so if anybody wants to buy porn, Alice is here on Tinder for you to buy at Andy Oaks on Cash App. I've noticed that quite a bit of people are using Tinder to advertise porn or webcam work, which is basically porn. Has anybody ever gotten that experience off of Tinder? I've noticed a lot of guys talk about that, and I guess I'm finding it firsthand, but on my other episode of Tinder Hearts, even guys were advertising, like the one guy that was advertising his webcam page on Pornhub. What is going on? But you know what? I think that's actually kind of smart to advertise on Tinder. So, hey, you do you, boo-boo. But, Alice, I don't want to buy porn. And I could possibly be your friend, but I don't really know. And I don't know. I'm not really vibing with you too much. So I'm just going to say left on that one. But definitely was in the running to be the next Manic Pixie Dream Girl. Okay, so this person, her name's Kennedy, and Kennedy has a really long bio, but the one thing that stuck out from her bio is, if you like socially awkward and unstable, here I am. If you like socially awkward and unstable, nice girl, here I am. So, I mean, at least she knows that she is, but the honesty is a little bit too much here. Don't really need to know that at the beginning, but I'm glad that I do, because Kennedy, I think I'm going to pass up on you now. So yeah, it's another nice girl. I think the nice girls are hiding on Tinder. That's where the majority of nice girls actually are on Tinder. Okay, Michaela's 19, and at first I thought she was a firefighter, but I'm like, wait a minute, firefighters don't wear bras, like just a bra. It's interesting because she calls herself a performer, and her picture is of her in short shorts, and she's wearing like a utility belt that like a construction worker would wear with a bunch of random tools on it, and then she's got like the hard hat that's like at her side. And then she's got like fishnet tights on and boots. And so I'm thinking, is she like a stripper who is like a construction worker stripper or something? Or is she like gender bending, like those guys that sing the YMCA song? I don't even know. But either way, it's a little confusing. But her bio is just as confusing. It says, I'm a hurricane on fire. Psst. And it's got little flames going up. Yeah, Michaela, I think you are definitely a hurricane on fire. I would describe you as Florence in Boston. Neither one of those sound very, very intriguing to me. I think that's a little bit too much for me to handle right now, and I think I'm going to swipe left on that. Okay, well, you know, you gotta hand it to some of these girls. They get straight to the point, okay? They're not fussing around on their bios. They're one sentence, sometimes a little bit more on the bios, but they get straight to the point of the essence of who they are and what you are going to expect in the relationship with them. Katie says, can you hear the violence? Can you hear the violence? Watch me punch you in the face. Katie, I don't really know. I think that might be like off of a song or something. It looks like she's pretty like musically talented. She's got a picture with her and a guitar, so she seems like she's pretty innocent. But Katie, if this is like a precursor of what a relationship is going to be like. I can't. This some other guy was threatening to slap me up for a cheeseburger. I don't want to hear any violence, okay? I can't do it, Katie. I can't. Swiping left. Okay. This girl, if she's a girl, I'm not really sure. No, she's non-binary, I think. He, she, they, whatever. I get confused with that shit. Help me out. So, Fifi. Reminds me of Fifi Dobson. What the hell happened to her? She was such a terrible artist. Fifi is 24. And I like the saying that they say. They say, hella bye and ready to fly. I spend most of my time playing video games, board games, or watching Netflix. Yes, I'm polyamorous. No, I will not be your unicorn, your third, or your one-night stand to spice up your relationship. If you're in the army or support Trump and his bullshit ideologies, then stay the hell away from me because I don't want you. Rad femmes, what is that? And people that fetishize trans and or non-binary people also need not apply. I don't know what rad femmes are. Like radical feminists, I guess. Like, what's her name? Donnie? Was it Donnie? Yeah. Or I don't know if I said Donnie yet. Oh, Donnie, I haven't gotten to you. I'm going to get to Donnie soon. But Donnie's a rad femme. I'm going to be using that term now. But Fifi, you know what? I don't have a problem with any of those things, but I definitely have a problem with the fact that you are lumping people who serve in the army with supporting Trump. And that's just not true. There are people who join the army not to really support Trump. I mean, Trump is their, like, head of command or whatever, chief of command. But, I mean, really, he doesn't really do anything in the army, and he doesn't even really know anything about the army. But these people are enlisting to protect your rights, really, and other citizens' rights. And honestly, most people in the military, there are a lot of people who are Republican and like Trump, but some people just want to be in the army because they just want to fight for our country. And I want them to do that. If they want the choice to do it, I'm not going to do it. They can do it. I'm just saying, don't lump people together. You don't want people to lump together. Non-binary or trans people or whatever, don't do the same, okay? You got to be better than that. And I don't really like people who are not open-minded. So I'm going to swipe left, Fifi. I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to get back to Donnie. Donnie is definitely a rad femme. I called her a feminazi whenever I was reading this. And I'll let you know why. You'll basically hear in the bio. If I could sum myself up in this tiny box, I'd be rather dull. I'm a history teacher because the failures of men amuse me. LOTR, Buffy, Mallrats, etc. When it comes to my hair and my life, I don't know what I'm doing. So at first I was like, oh, Donnie, she sounds really cool. She interned at Walt Disney World and she's 5 miles away. She looks really nice in her picture, whatever. And then I read the bio and I'm like, what? I'm a history teacher because of the failures of men amuse me. Donnie, what? Why are you acting like that, like a rad femme? Why? I mean, and now it's making me think, as a history teacher, that she is shoving her beliefs down her students' throats. I understand where this is coming from. Yes, there aren't a lot of strong female figures in our history books because the majority of our history books were written by men and they decided to exclude all of these important female figures out of our history. And that is enough to make anybody outraged, but not enough to say something like that and try to have this kind of air of, it's only men who have failed in history. There are plenty of women who have failed in history, and at least we have a scapegoat because we haven't been written about, so you don't really know all the stupid shit that we've done. But at the same time, I just don't like how you're wording this. I don't like that you are, kind of you know, making this whole feminazi rant about men and your history teacher. You need to be a good example for these students. And as a history teacher, shouldn't you just be teaching history based on what's happened in the social context of that time, instead of trying to focus on your own beliefs and maybe just spreading your propaganda to your poor students? Donnie, no. Left. I don't know, guys. I think that this isn't even really funny. I think most of the guys' profiles were kind of funny, even though they were fucked up. And some of the girls' profiles are kind of funny, and I can make fun of them, but I've noticed quite a lot of actual nice girls and radical feminists are just trying to shove belief systems down my throat instead of actually just telling me about themselves. I want to know about you. I understand that that's your ideology, but that can't be everything you are. It's just kind of depressing, actually. Okay, so we're going to read two more profiles, and I think I'm done. After this, I don't know if I have any hope right now, because a lot of these profiles that I've read are kind of, yeah, they're kind of bumming me out. I mean, some of them are actually pretty good, but I'm not reading those. I'm reading the cringe. So let's go on. Okay, so this girl is named Kat, and she's 23, and she's, I don't know if she painted this picture that she's standing in front of, but it's a really nice picture. And if she did, she's super talented. But she has a profile that I absolutely love, and I think she actually is going to save this episode. Just a thick with two C's hippie trying to get guys to buy me beer and pizza. I love dad bods. Call me Dumbledore because I'm the headmaster. Ching! Oh my God. I'm going to use that. Call me Dumbledore because I'm the headmaster. Oh, damn. She just broke Tinder. This girl literally broke Tinder. She's got to live up to, if you're going to say you're the headmaster, you got to live up to that shit. Obviously, she's not gay. But hey, guys, we got a headmaster here. Hit Kat up. Pronto. And we're gonna end with another profile. This girl probably isn't gay as well. She's not really giving that off. There are no rainbow flags. There are no non-binary or anything like that. One of her pictures, actually almost all of her pictures are of her ass, and like 90% of her ass is covering the photo. And in Tinder you can have like a loop, a GIF loop, and one of her loops is just her twerking her ass up and down. She's a beautiful girl. There's a picture of her face, like one picture of her face. And her name is Nadia. She's 19. She's 1 mile away from me. So that's crazy close. But she's very beautiful. She says, and very cocky, "Not your only match, but definitely the hottest one. I don't message first, so best pickup line pleases. By the way, I don't have Snapchat or Instagram anymore." Okay, she's not gay, but guys, she's super hot and she wants pickup lines right now. You better get on that shit. And I'm going to give you some help if you need help with a pickup line. Harper is here for you. How about this one? You send Nadia this one and I guarantee you, you get nudes, okay? Here we go. "Roses are red, violets are blue, so are my balls if I can't fuck you." You're welcome. That's the end of this episode. So if you liked it, let me know. I have an email now that people who are listening can get in contact with me. It's nicegirlrehab@gmail.com. Again, nicegirlrehab@gmail.com. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear, hey, how are you doing? How about that? Every time I look at my email, there's like nothing there. Tumbleweeds. And I'm depressed. I need somebody to talk to right now. I just got through looking at the cringiest profiles ever. I need therapy, guys. Just email me. and I'll be happy to talk to you guys. And if you have any stories you want to share, I'll be happy to put those on my podcast too. So have a good night. Be safe out there, babes. And see you next week.